This interview was recorded for the International Bomber Command Centre Digital Archive, which owns the copyright for this performance.
Hello, I'm Arthur Paul. I was born in 1920, so when war started in 19 years of age. I was, of course, extraordinarily lucky in surviving everything. To survive the war is, of course, a matter of luck. I had luck in spades. I volunteered for the Air Force because I didn't want to go into the Army, and went on a... In those days, the pre-war bombers, the second pilot did a navigation. So I had to go on a navigation course up in Cheshire, didn't know there was a war on. And as the Air Force was expanding, having finished my 6 weeks course in the middle of Cheshire, they were expanding this school of navigation, and I was one of the staff pilots. So for the next 2 years, I was flying from mid-Cheshire across the land, and up to the Isle of Man and back. Didn't know there was a war on. So it's all a question of luck. Then I volunteered, actually. I joined one of the main force bomber squadrons, 106 Squadron, and the Dambuster Squadron, 617 Squadron. Guy Gibson was killed, and they had a fairly disastrous raid on Germany on the Dortmund-Ems Canal. Lost a lot of crews, and I, of course, was much more experienced in flying hours than my contemporaries, so I joined 617 Squadron, managed to survive that. I did 45 trips altogether, so that was just a question of luck. After Guy Gibson was squadron commander, we had Wing Commander Cheshire, the squadron commander, was a very charismatic character. He had a good dog called Simon, I always remember. If we weren't flying on ops, we'd all be down in the officer's mess drinking beer, and he'd be upstairs writing letters of consolation to the lost ones. And he had a dog called Simon. And one day we were down in a mess drinking, and he came down to our surprise, had a drink with us. And he said, "Now, Simon's a very clever dog." And we said, "Oh, why is that?" And he said, "I'll show you." And Wing Commander Cheshire said to Simon the dog, "Simon, what will you do if we lose the war?" And Simon lay down on his side and closed his eyes and pretended to be dead. And he said, "Simon, what would you do when we win the war?" And Simon stood up and danced on his hind legs. So that was his little trick. Wing Commander Cheshire was a remarkable man.
On behalf of the International Bomber Command, I'd like to thank Arthur Paul, Squadron Leader of 617 Squadron, for his recording on the date of the 20th of October 2015 at 12 o'clock. Thank you.